This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Adam Wainwright.
I don't know if he mentioned this to you, but I'm thinking there could be a pretty fun genre mashup because your on-air partner Saturday, Adam Amin, is an electronic dance music creator. The two of you should collab.
We actually talked about it the other day doing because you know that song "Hey Brother" is kind of a mashup between country music and his electronic genre. So I think it'd be fun. He thinks it'd be fun. We might have to make it happen.
All right, good. I knew I didn't imagine that.
Good call, Lawrence.
It's on the old Burstein and Holmes show.
I don't remember those guys. I didn't listen a lot.
I do. I remember. The North remembers.
I was always in show prep.
Pepperidge Farm remembers, guys. Pepperidge
better
Farm
believe
remembers.
It. Adam Amin is in the house. You heard him and saw him on the call Saturday night for the Cubs and Red Sox. He had the day off, and because we were just going to call you just for like a couple of seconds and be like, man, that seemed like it was a pretty cool event that happened with you DJing after calling the game. You're like, guys, just come and hang out.
I'll just come hang out. I'm sitting at home by myself. My girlfriend's out of town. I'm kind of lost. I don't have a game for like 2.5 weeks, and I didn't want to like sit down and do notes. It would seem like a much better proposition to come hang out with you guys.
This show is a party today. My goodness.
I was wondering what that cloud was after Huddler walked out of the room.
Dude, that man, contact high just from hanging around with Hud, without a doubt.
Hard not to love Rex, man. One of the all-time, like, easiest guys to ever get along with. I don't think he's had a bad day.
Did you see Lawrence with his feet up during that interview?
let the man sail the ship. Let's see what happens.
Just let him go. Let the man go.
Sometimes you have to let a guest go.
Right. Sure. And in that vein.
As the kids say, let him cook. That was a let Rex Huddler cook moment right there.
In that vein, Adam Amin, we want to talk about you and your massive skill set and everything that went on, but let's cut to the chase. Please paint me a picture of Kenny Rosenthal at your DJ set at HVAC after the game on Saturday. Was the bow tie spinning around? Is he breaking trade deadline news at 135 beats per minute? Like, please paint a picture.
I all of a sudden had an image of him holding, like, carrying a cardboard box into the
breakdancing.
And the bow tie spinning while he's on the ground doing, like, the helicopter. The spinning bow tie got me. Just the image is going to be burned into my head. There's a photo that AJ Pierzynski, who called the game with Wayno and I and Kenny, he posted it from the set because AJ came, AJ's wife, buddy of AJ's and his wife that we all got a chance to hang out in London last year when we were all out there for that for that Phillies Mets game. Ken came out. Our stat guy came out. He's a good friend of mine. His wife came. Their son lives here. Nate lives here in Wrigleyville. He came out. So it's like a mishmash of people on the stage at HVAC between ages like 25 and 62. And just a very odd mix. And it had to be maybe the oddest combination of people maybe that had ever been in there. But we had a great time. Shout out to my guy, Habibi Beats, Hisham. He's one of the resident DJs at HVAC. We had a great time. And having Ken there was just like the icing on the cake to what was a really fun Saturday.
I love this. And you know, I've seen a couple of sets in person.
Sure.
And I love that you were just like, I think I want to start doing this. And then it becomes a hobby. And then it's like, I wonder if anyone would let me do something at a club. And then you start doing, and then it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to run right over after I call a game and go do some of that. This is amazing to me. And one of the things I love about it is that you are so well-rounded. Like, we know that there's a background in opera. Like, there's all these things about you that make you so well-rounded. What made you say, all right, I want another challenge? Because even in your career, you're basketball with the Bulls, but your NFL, your college football, your baseball, like, all of these things make up Adam Amin.
I think there was that part of your brain. Spiegs and I were talking about earlier. There are all these different parts of your brain, that these little muscles that need to get worked out once in a while. And probably like most people feel physically when they work out, they feel good right afterwards. Maybe they don't love the process of going through it, but the feeling that they get, the satisfaction that they get is something that people chase all the time. And I think this is one of those things that punched something in my head that hadn't really been awake for a while. The music part of my like brain has just, it's always been there. I've told you guys, I've started playing violin when I was 6. I started playing the guitar when I was 12. I picked up the piano. I had an opera, you know, hope at one point, but sang all through high school and college and all that stuff. And there's always been this part that sees music and like hears it and wants to figure it out and compose it, even to the point where we started to produce music. And the DJing was always the part of that that scratched that itch when I was, you know, in high school and into college and then doing this professionally and then fortunate enough to leave the job when I started broadcasting full time nationally. So just having something like that to go back to was pretty cool. And it scratched that itch for a second. I was like, all right, let's stick with this. And I didn't think I said it when I started. I'm like, I don't know what this is going to be. This might literally be nothing. That's fine. A year ago, I was like, it'd be cool to play a festival at some point, you know, down the line. And then Saturday, I'm playing a festival for the first time. So I didn't think anything would come of it. And nothing may come of this beyond Saturday. I just like doing it. And the more I get to do it and the more it fits within my schedule, I would love to keep doing it as much as I can.
Oh, man. That's why it's so enjoyable, though, is because maybe this is it. Who cares? What if this is as good as it gets right here? Let's go. So like, was there... Is there anything from an experience when you're calling a baseball game on Saturday night that stays part of your mindset when you go down the street and start mixing? Or is it a completely different mindset, different skill set? Any crossover?
The only crossover I can think of is I come in, you know, to a baseball broadcast with all this preparation that I've done, especially for teams that I haven't seen. Like, I hadn't seen the Red Sox all year, so I'm going back into my old notes and kind of compiling all this prep on all these players and these profiles and what's the team profile look like, updating what I'd done on the Cubs from the first couple of times I saw them. You do all this meticulous preparation, and I don't know what the game's going to be. I can't just be like, all right, in the first inning, I'm going to talk about A, B, and C. Not necessarily, because Rob Refsnyder might hit the first pitch for a double, and now, all right, if I had that mindset coming in, now we're already backtracked. I don't want that.
Shota didn't let him score.
Yeah, exactly. Got out of that jam with a couple of strikeouts. I also don't want to limit what AJ and Waino want to talk about, because they're the reason that I think the broadcast gels as well as it does and what makes it unique. I like filling in the gap. I like setting the structure and then filling in the gaps that they leave. I think that's a good mindset when you have two people in particular next to you. You know, when we work this three-man booth during the playoffs, it's a challenge sometimes. They both have great points. They both see the game super far ahead. They want to be on top of it. We want to be on top of it because it makes our broadcast sound better and it's more informative to a fan and it builds anticipation for a potential moment that I get to call, but I don't want to get in their way. So I kind of think of that element of broadcasting and preparation, that's maybe the most easily crossoverable thing to DJing. Is here's the structure I have, here are the songs that I think will work, here is an idea of what I might want to do, but the crowd's going to tell you. Like, I started the set and I was like, all right, they're not really feeling this, let's move on to a couple of other things. All right, they're feeling this, let's stick with this for a few minutes. I see a group of people going nuts for this particular, you know, pocket of songs. All right, well, let's think of something for later on. You're filling in gaps constantly based on what is happening in front of you. I think that's the best crossover.
You're riding the storyline, riding that narrative.
What do you think of the Cubs?
I really am impressed. I mean, listen, not a lot of teams have hit Garrett Crochet, so I look at yesterday and go, all right, I kind of was expecting them to lose that game in general. And I know they, you know, got to it late, the Red Sox offense did, but I am very impressed. I would love to see what the back end of the rotation looks like in a few weeks. Is there going to be a big shift? We didn't really get a chance to get into the Owen Casey stuff. Is that a prospect that you're willing to go? I would have loved to hear more of Ken's thoughts on it, because I think he has talked to some folks around the organization about it.
He was busy rocking out at your set.
He was already prepping ahead. He's already like, what am I gonna do when I get into that club? You know, that's what he was thinking. But offensively, their depth is impressive. I like that Craig Counsell has been able to make different moves that fit the profile of the team. The Michael Bush, Nico Horner split in the leadoff spot seemingly has been, you know, in a short amount of time, obviously, but a pretty good experiment so far. Proved to be on Friday, Saturday, and even on Sunday. Their depth of the lineup is really good. They're getting production from the bottom of the order. Even Vidal Brujan steps up in a game where, you know, we have him on a Saturday night, and he gets a sack fly, puts a good swing at a ball. Mm-hmm. The bullpen's been great, albeit Sunday I know they had some issues, but they have all the tools to be one of the four or five teams that you believe in. I think Detroit's there. I think Chicago's there. The Dodgers, I'm not really worried about. Tyler Glasnow talked about that today. They're going to be fine. I believe in the Phillies a lot. I still think that core is good enough to win a title, but the Cubs are right in the mix of that group of teams because of all the elements. Bullpen's there. Depth of offense is there. I, again, would like to see one extra arm solidify that starting rotation like a lot of people would, but I think they're in great shape.
There was a moment on Saturday night, Adam, like I was at the game, so I didn't get a chance to listen to your broadcast, but I'm like, I was near a TV and I looked up when Matt Shaw was at the plate pinch hitting for Vidal Brujan, and in the bottom corner of the screen, you guys put up where the Cubs are among all 30 teams at third base production. Mm-hmm. 30th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
30th. And then Matt Shaw did this.
We talked about the third base need, at least on the offensive end, when we were discussing Eugenio Suarez. Matt Shaw right on cue. Forget about the rinks. First run of the bleachers. Another solo shot for the Cubs, and it's 4-0.
Come on, man. That was perfect.
We've had a good run of that. And I laugh sometimes because people go, oh, you jinxed them, or we got jinxed or something. These aren't jinxes. This is the point. This is called narrating a story. This is weaving storylines together. And it's happened to us a bunch lately, which I hope is a product of our preparation and our, by the way, great timing by our crew. More importantly, our graphics team, Tyler is one of our graphics people, and she was on top of that immediately. She's like, all right, I know Ken Rosenthal is going to either have a report on this. We just got a report from the studio because Suarez had hit another two home runs for Arizona that day. Tyler was ready. Hey, I've got the graphic. We'll put it up. And then Matt Shaw hits the home run. That's great. I think that's a great storytelling moment.
It was great TV.
We had a moment like that. We were doing a Braves, I think it was Braves Phillies a couple of weeks ago, and Braves hadn't hit a grand slam all year. They're one of seven teams without one at the time. Bases are loaded. I said, opportunity for Sean Murphy here for a grand slam to bust the game open. First pitch, grand slam. And that I love moments like that. And I know some people are like, oh, you jinxed us. It's not really what the jinx is. It's just setting the table for something cool. That's what I think is the fun part. Like, that's a cool thing that gets to happen. They're struggling at third. Machaw was in an 0-for-25 skid the day before, playing the team that he grew up watching for the first time in his major league career, and he hits a home run against him. When we went to break, I said, 5'9", grew up watching the Red Sox. Who do you think he loved to watch? Dustin Pedroia. His grit, his grind, and a little pop in the bat. Solo home run makes it 4-0. Like, that's storytelling to us, and that's fun TV to make.
The storytelling with Fox for the All-Star game as it pertained to the Cubs was about PCA. There's a lot of conversation about him. What's this been like? Like, you've seen it up close because you're mostly here. But watching this thing happen with PCA, what's it been like from your vantage point?
Goes back to Japan, right? Like, the style of play transcends, you know, language barriers. Like, when they showed up in Japan, people already knew what type of player he was. He was playing exhibition games against Yomiuri, and people are chanting PCA, you know, in a country thousands of miles away from where he's from. Like, that's a big deal. So the style with which he plays has already made a lot of new fans. To be able to have this level of sustained success for this long, there have not been a lot of valleys so far in this season. And again, we'll see what happens the rest of this year. It's very hard to do what he's doing for 160 games, but he's done it so far to this point. Defensively, gets as good of a jump as any player you're going to find in center field. Everything he's done that Dustin Kelly has talked about with his approach at the plate, was willing to make adjustments last year, change the bat this year, get deeper into his stance in the outfield this year to get better jumps and reads. All the stuff that he does is all of a trajectory of a player that understands what is necessary to be great. Not good, great and sustainably great. And I think he's been one of the great buzz players of the first half of baseball. Everybody talks about this kid right now.
And Buddy's in at the game, and they couldn't take their eyes off him, having seen him in person. And before the game even begins, he turns around and doffs the cap to the center field fans.
Yeah,
in
those
left
are his
center.
People.
Those are his people, man. And Lawrence, that's pretty rare to have that kind of vibe with the fans like that, and he's just so electric.
It's so funny that you said that, because that's the phrase that Craig Counsell used when we first asked him about, like, I think it was in May, we were doing a Mets-Cubs game, and he got off to this great start, and he was playing all this wonderful center field. So we asked him, like, kind of similar question, like, vibe of him, and he goes, he's the player you can't take your eyes off of. Yeah. And there are only so many players like that. It's the Judges, the Ohtanis. You know, I think Jose Ramirez is one of those players for Cleveland. Like, there's 10 guys, 15 guys around the league that you're like, I'm going to watch him for the whole 3 outs.
One of them's here tonight, Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr. is absolutely Acuna. One of those players. Acuna, with the play that Acuna made on Friday night, the ridiculous. Like, that's one of those plays where, like, PCA has done stuff like that catch-wise this year. He's going to make a play like that, I'm sure, at some point, where you just go, no, I've never seen anybody else do that. So I think he's that type of entity right now in the game of baseball. For a game that is starved for marketable prospects, he's as marketable of a player as there is, and he's a very, very young player.
Bruised right knee, not in the lineup tonight for Pete Crow Armstrong. Sure. Seiya Suzuki with his first career start.
Center field. How about that?
It's very, very interesting. Adam, Bears report to camp tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 10 days away from football actually kind of starting back up again.
Sure.
What should Bears fans be interested and or excited about?
What is the scheme going to look like when the protection is really, really good? Because that's what Detroit was at its best. Like, their scheme, the reason that you see that Jared Goff stumbling clip against the Bears as often as you do is because their protection was so good and has been really good for the last couple of years under Ben Johnson that they can do stuff like that. They can mess around. I'm not saying the Bears are going to be at that level, but I think it's going to be an improvement, you would think, based on scheme of protection, based on the talent level that they've drafted and hopefully will cultivate in a relatively quick fashion, and the development of Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson. I think those things allow for so much more. I am not worried about the talent level of the skill guys. That's an incredibly skilled offensive group between the receivers, the addition at tight end as well, and I do think DeAndre Swift's going to be a fine back. Like, he's more than a serviceable back. Most teams don't have a superstar at running back, and if you don't consider Swift one, that's fine. I still think he's a productive player in the right scheme. So if the protection holds up, what kind of tricks will Ben Johnson have up his sleeve to allow Caleb Williams to maybe do some of the things that dropped our jaws a couple of years ago when he was at USC?
Man, we're going to have a great show tomorrow. Nico Horner's on the show. Craig Counsell's on the show. Ben Johnson's talking tomorrow. Ryan Poles is talking tomorrow. But none of those people did a DJ set in Wrigleyville after the game on Saturday. Not a single one of them.
Not one of them. Although you wouldn't be shocked if Caleb at some point
I could see it.
Jumped on Serato and
I could see him being in a booth somewhere at some point, I would imagine. Yeah. I feel like he has that type of gravitas to just walk in and be like, I would like to stand here and observe what you're doing. And you go, okay, yeah, that's fine.
And then he picks it all up. Man, we appreciate you.
Love you guys, man.
Thank you so much for jumping in and continued success. Good luck at the festival.
Thanks, man.
Do you want to tell people?
Sure. It's a Truly Music Festival, T-R-U-U-L-I. It's this great audio group that puts on these great shows. And I just got the rider today for what the equipment list is, and I'm very intimidated, and I'm just going to try not to screw it up. I'm on a bill with a lot of incredibly talented people, some of which I grew up listening to.
Where?
So it's a big deal. It's up in Spring Grove at Richardson Farm. It's about an hour 40 away. It's a real festival, so like I said, I'm a little nervous to be in the presence of a lot of really talented people, but we'll have a good time.
Adam Amin, you are the absolute best.
Love you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.